Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? We are live. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and tonight we will be talking about the medical marijuana program here in the Sunshine State. A good friend of mine has recently obtained his medical card, and he's going to tell us everything he had to go through to get it. So hold on, I'm just getting him the number. Hold on, screwing up the number, ladies and gentlemen. Please, oh, you know what? There you go. Bing, bing.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what this guy is saying here in the feed here. Please let me know if you have any questions about the opportunity for you doing tonight or tomorrow morning. Baby girl, who was the first time I saw him to meet you, not show erotic video games in your calling for you. What does that mean? What are you trying to say? We're not into that crap here, whatever you're talking about. So please, whatever this is, fail it. Listen to the show, watch the video, watch this content that you're writing on my page. This is a family show. Thank you. Tonight we want to pray for our friend Rusty. Got a friend's grandbaby in surgery, 16 months old. Please pray for the young child in surgery. I'm having a little trouble here with my guest getting in. He's trying to call me on the thing. Hold on. Send me your number. I'll call you. There you go. Let me get a pen. I don't got a pen. How am I going to do this crap? I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let some stuff go here. Some advertisements, libertyrush.com and davebrayusa.com, little advertising. I'm going to go grab a pen so I can get this guy's number and call him, add a call onto the switchboard here and get rocking. Here we go. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer is passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
Have it, folks. We're on the train, ladies and gentlemen. You see the good old president of the U.S. of A. moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Big news, ladies and gentlemen, for those of us who are Christian Americans. Finally, a president with the cojones to do what has been promised for like 65 years. A country has a right to identify its own capital. Imagine somebody saying, look here, we are no longer going to allow you to have your capital in D.C. no more, and we're telling you this from the Kremlin. Folks, where's everybody going? Please share this around and get this video going. The crowd is fading quickly. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very important episode. I thought for sure that the crowd would be huge. Where are you? Come on, folks. Share the show and bring in your friends and your family. And if you're in the Florida area, you definitely want to hear this episode today, as we're going to bring in Cody Medina here in just a second, as he just obtained his medical marijuana card here in Florida. And we're going to learn about all the hoops and rings he had to jump through. I'm sure some of the rings were on fire, and we're going to talk about that right now, ladies and gentlemen. Where is everybody? Welcome to the show, Cody Medina. What's happening, Cody?
How you doing, Mark?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Yes.
Sarah, Rusty, Rob, everybody there in the live feed, please share it to at least one of your friends right now. Go. My friend Cody here, know him now for a few years, down here in the Sunshine State. In fact, we just celebrated his kid's birthday not that long ago, and I pulled my damn hamstring running around in the woods like a kid.
Yeah, you did.
Probably could have used some of that medical stuff then to kill the pain. I don't know. The law here was passed, I don't know, last year or something, one of the last elections, by constitutional amendment. 60% of the voters, over 60% of the voters said, look, we want this for folks who need the medicinal uses of marijuana in the state of Florida. Now, mind you, folks, this constitutional amendment undoubtedly screws any chance of recreational without a long, hard battle. So medical is probably the way it's going to be in the Sunshine State. It'll be a while before recreational ever happens. That I truly believe. So what actually led you to want to get the medical marijuana card in the first place?
Well, honestly, I've been using marijuana medicinally for years. So when November came around 2016 and they were Amendment 2 was being passed to expand the use of medical marijuana for other debilitating ailments, I qualified for that due to my motorcycle accident in 2010, so I was pretty excited.
Right. And what injuries did you sustain in the motorcycle accident that causes such anguish that you would require the medical marijuana card?
I have a lot of nerve damage in that leg, and it was multiple open fracture wounds, and it tore ligaments and all that stuff, and I got nerve and bone pain and stuff like that it helps with tremendously.
Right. And did you ever go on any of these crazy opioid programs that they have, pain management and things like that, where they try to hook you on these pills and keep you?
Absolutely.
And you were on?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a live video turned on my phone.
Yeah, no problem.
My phone, it's got a mind of its own. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a phone with a mind of its own. There we go. There we go.
All right,
we got it under control, ladies and gentlemen.
We good?
So you were taking like Percocets or something? What did they prescribe for you first?
When I was in the hospital, they were already pumping me with all sorts of opiates, you know what I mean?
Right.
So when I got out, the doctor was giving me the opiates, which I needed, and eventually, obviously, the opiates are really addicting and whatnot. So,
did you wind up having an issue with the opioids that they were prescribing, or were you able to just go, you know what, I'm done with this, and throw it in the trash and be done?
It took a while, but eventually I was able to eventually get off it, and I really think the medical marijuana has helped a lot, too, you know, to keep me from having to take any other pills and stuff like that.
And do you believe that the medical marijuana will take a big hit on the opioid crisis, will help a lot of people who are already hooked, or do you think that it's going to have no effect?
I personally think it would definitely help.
Right,
because
a lot of
like Colorado and stuff, I don't know exactly the percentages, but I know it did bring it down a big percentage. Opiates over there.
That's maybe a statistic we have to dig up one day and check out.
The
change in the opioid abuse in Colorado after they passed, and it's recreational in Colorado as well, I believe. So So you can go up to the lodge, smoke a couple of bong hits, and head on down the trail.
Not yet here in Florida. There's no smoking here in Florida yet. It's all vaporized, and you can't light it on fire. As soon as you combust it, it's illegal.
Gotcha. And that's how they do it. They give vaporizing. They don't give it like in a tablet form or something. You stick it under your tongue, a couple of drops of oil.
Yeah, absolutely. They got the tinctures, the pills, the edibles, the vaporizers, and they actually did just come out with some flower or some bud in bud form, but it's in a ceramic cup that is tamper proof and you have to vaporize it.
Right.
So,
and they have special machinery for vaporizing, I take it.
Yeah. And it's expensive. Like the vaporizers that the dispensary sells for that product specifically. And it's $700. So who can afford that? You know?
Right.
Not me.
Yeah. Right. Now, who can afford the whole process? Start at the beginning. Now, you went down to the doctor and said, look, we passed this law. I want to maybe get on the medicinal marijuana legally here in the state of Florida. I'm a Florida resident. And now you're at the place. What happens when you get there? What's the first thing that happens? You kind of go through the process.
Yeah, so I go there. It was real laid back. The doctor came in. He looked at my leg. We talked for about 15 minutes. He looked at some of my past records, x-rays and whatnot, and literally before I left the room, he had already put my information into the state registry, and that's the second step that you have to do after seeing the doctor.
All right. He didn't come in like, hey, man, I just came downtown from the Love Machine, man. I got the good stuff in the back. You want to get some good shit, man? I got it out back. Or was he like really like professional, like a regular doctor?
He was real professional. No, he's professional. That would have been pretty funny, though.
So
I've been hearing a lot about some sketchy doctors out there. Yeah, Cheech and Chong doctors.
He wasn't like Dr. Chong came out of the back. Hey, man, I just got back from Chong's bongs. We're ready to go. Your exam, you passed. Here you go. See you later. It's not like the pill mills of the past where they were just pushing people through. It's actually a process that's kind of stringent.
It's pretty legit. And it helps for sure if you have a past paper trail record with doctor records and whatnot.
right.
that they could look at or look up.
Now, can you go into one of these doctors and say, listen, I think I'm having an opioid problem and I want to do something about it. Can you help me with the marijuana card? Is that one of the reasons when you go in that they're helping people?
I don't think so, but I you can't hold me to that, but I don't think so.
Right. Well, I
think it has to be it has to be under a certain list of debilitating conditions.
Right. And being addicted to opioids isn't one of them because of some condition that's getting better, but being masked by opioids.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
That makes
big
sense.
Money.
A lot of the problem with this whole marijuana industry right now is the pharmaceutical companies and the government are trying to figure out how they can get their grubby hands on every last red cent that they can. So you went in, you filled out all the paperwork. Was it a very thorough paperwork? Did they want to know, like, your great-great-great-great-grandfather's name and all that stuff, or was it just a basic form, name, address,
Well, not too much. What was cool is I kind of went through a third party. I used, I don't know if you've heard about it, Doc MJ. I went through Doc MJ, and they're like a third party who finds the doctor and whatnot, and they kind of went through the whole process and helped me with all the paperwork, and I did most of it online, and then I seen the doctor face-to-face, and you got to see him. It's pretty expensive. It's $30. It went up. When I first started, it was only $19.99 a month, and now I pay $30 a month.
$30 a month. And how often do you have to renew the card?
The actual ID card comes from the state, the Department of Health, and that's another $75 per year, and that's good for a year.
Because there's a lot of rumors on the cost of it. Like, it could cost $800 down, and you got to renew it, and it's $800 every time you renew it.
No, that's false. Maybe there's some doctors out there that are crooked, that are charging way too much, and I have heard about doctors charging, like almost $500 and stuff like that. So
right.
It wouldn't surprise me, honestly. But
$30 a month, it's not horrible. It's $360 a year.
$360 a year. If you want to pay up front, I think they cut you a break if you just want to pay the whole year. But I don't know. I got used to paying the monthly, so I just pay it monthly.
Right. And you get used to the hit coming out of the checking account. It's probably like an automatic debit or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just comes right out.
And so $360 a year, and then what was it, $35 a year?
And then $75 a year to the state for your actual plastic ID card. It looks like a license, but it says compassionate use registry and your name and address and your number and all that stuff.
All right, so for $435 a year, folks, and you have to renew the card, is it every 7 months?
The card is good. It's kind of confusing. The card is good for a year, but you have to see the doctor. Like, he has to re-recommend every 7 months. So you have to actually go physically see the doctor every 7 months.
And is that like a copay and all that and that stuff?
No, that's the good thing. That covers all that. That $30 a month covers the in-between visits. If you have to have any, all that stuff, it covers all that.
Where do you go to get the stuff, and do you have to pay for it when you get there, or is it also included in the $30 a month?
No, that's a whole nother thing. The medicine's pretty expensive, and they're opening up a lot of stores. There's actually, I think, there's only 3 dispensaries now, right now, so it's not a lot of competition, so it's pretty expensive. There's Trulieve and Knox and Surterra are the 3 big companies out right now, and there's one in Clearwater right on 19, Tampa, Orlando. They're popping up all over the place.
So you have to go pretty far. So do you get a month's supply? Do you get a week's supply? How does it work?
Yeah, you can go there and get up to your month's supply. And they give you a certain amount of milligrams per month.
Right. So, giving up non-psychoactive products as well, right?
You can get either or. They have the high THC stuff. They got the 1-to-1 ratio THC to CBD. They got full CBD products. They got THC. I don't know if you ever heard of THC distillate, like you know, like steam distillation.
Right, and you put it like in a machine and it blows smoke or something.
Well, they're taking marijuana and they're breaking it down into a concentrate. And they distill it with steam or whatnot, and they collect the THC. So they have THC in syringes that is like 98% THC. It's like the purest form you could get. They got some pretty crazy stuff.
And if you have a card, you can go down there and just get whatever you like, or the doctor say, I prescribe this.
Some doctors will prescribe it. Depends, like they'll prescribe you inhalation or you have to take it by mouth and stuff like that. There's different forms of medicine, you know what I mean?
Right. So, but basically, if the doctor doesn't say, I want him to have just the CBD oil for 2 drops under his tongue 3 times a day. If he doesn't specifically say something like that, you could go down there and get the high THC stuff, even though you don't really need that, or you need something that's for the knee pain, but you just felt like having a party this week.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm not sure. If something's not working, I'm sure you can call the doctor and say, hey, look, it's not just like any other medicine. You can call and say, hey, look, I need something else, or it's not working or whatnot. You know what I mean?
Now say you're driving back from Clearwater and you got your goods with you and you're cruising down the road and you get pulled over. And for some odd reason, the police officer decides, hey, can I search your car?
Right.
And he finds it. What happens to the person if the police finds your stash that you just picked up and you're medically cleared to have it?
My understanding is I'd be free to go, but honestly, I would think some of these police officers, I've heard of stories in the past few months where people getting pulled over and they're actually going to jail for it. So it's weird. I don't think they really even understand the law yet, because it's just like why this show's going on right now. You're trying to inform people on what's going on because it's so in the dark. You know what I mean? No one really even knows about it.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to, when I heard that you got the card, I asked you right away. Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Because it is really important, because many, many people can reap the benefits from medicinal marijuana. And apparently there's some other effects too, if you feel like having a good old time while you're killing the pain. So, I mean,
yeah.
Whatever you're into.
Nothing wrong with that. Killed 2 birds with 1 stone.
Me personally, it's ridiculous that it's prohibited. In my life personally, I drank solid like a maniac for 10 years and lost everything and was freaking homeless and in jail. I quit drinking and I took up smoking, and for 30 years I smoked and never got in trouble. Not once.
Yep.
For anything. Because you know what? Stoners sit on the couch and eat chocolate chip cookies and drink milk while watching Beavis and Butthead. They're not going out doing something stupid. I used to drink like 6 beers and I'd be like, all right, let's go. Time to go. You know, we want to go do something.
Let's go get in the car and drive fast.
You know? I know people who've driven thousands of miles while smoking and have never had an accident in their whole life. My friend Ron is pushing 70 up in New York, and that guy smoked his whole life. I never seen that guy, as long as I know him, without.
Yeah.
And drive down with his work van smoking a fatty. And the guy has never had an accident as far as maybe since I've been in Florida, he may have had an accident. But I've seen him the last few times I was in New York, and he still hasn't had an accident. So, I mean, it's totally different. Now, I know they're going to want to clamp down on people stoned and driving.
Oh, they're gonna, sure. I'm already seeing signs popping up.
You know?
Yeah.
And I know that it's the marijuana madness people, the people that watched that movie from, like, 1935. And they're still getting their information of how horrible the heathen devil weed is, you know?
Yep.
So you got to turn off that old movie. It's propaganda from some old dogs who never even thought about smoking a joint. and talk to the folks who had smoked or are still smoking or are using it medicinally for pain, and you will understand that it's totally different than alcohol. Alcohol, to me, regardless of what they've been trying to tell us for our whole lives, me, alcohol was the gateway drug. When I was an alcoholic, I'm sober now, alcohol-free for 26 years. But when I was drunk, I would go, okay, like before I said, six beers. After that, I'd get out. Now I'm out after the six beers. Here I go. Let's go. Now we're out, and I have another six beers, and I'm like, well, let's go get some crack, coke, dust, and whatever. You know, it was the 80s. It was crazy. We partied like maniacs for wee hours of the night every single night of the night. Summers, winters, didn't matter when. It was like 1984. We were madness. But, you know, that's the way it was. And it was always alcohol. If I didn't have alcohol that day, we didn't go nowhere. We didn't do nothing. We didn't
get it. It was almost like marijuana.
You know?
That's not good. I don't drink anymore. So.
Yeah, me neither.
Some people are like that with marijuana, though. They won't do anything without marijuana. Like, if they got to go grocery shopping, they gotta smoke a joint. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know plenty of stoners. Florida's full of crazy. I know people that are 70, and I know people that are 16. It's crazy. It's all everybody.
All over the place.
It's everywhere, and there's no way that even if they tried to, you know, it's been illegal for forever, and everybody still had it. It didn't matter, you know. So it doesn't matter what black market legal. It's there. It's never going away.
I think they're finally starting to realize, you know what I mean, the truth. Because when I go into the dispensary, I'll just like you said, I see a lot of older people, you know, like 60, 70s, and they're finally starting to realize.
A lot of those old folks that are down here in God's waiting room, the Sunshine State, spent a lot of time on the fields of Yazgur's farm watching Jimi Hendrix play the Star Spangled Banner while tripping out on some brown ass 1969.
Oh, man.
The hippies. The hippies are now the old folks. You know what I mean? They're the seniors now. Those folks that went to Woodstock and, you know, all that and protested the Vietnam War, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Get on our fine veterans when they came back. Those are the ones that are in the medicinal marijuana right now, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
They're older, and they were out there, and they were doing their thing, and they're all about it. And that's why you see 65, 70-year-olds up there, because, you know, they're like, huh, finally.
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy for them. At least it happened in their lifetime. I bet they're happy.
Yeah, right, you know? We've seen it. We lived through free love and peace,
right.
And that. Free weed, yay! You know?
Well, not
I'm
free,
a lot of folks,
almost free.
Well, I'm sure there's some folks out there that are reaping the benefits for free. I'm sure the lower-income folks who are maybe welfare recipients or whatever the case may be might be reaping the benefits free, which is in turn is not free because if they were paying, you'd be paying 25 or 20 bucks instead of 30. You know?
Right.
You know? Yeah. The more people that get involved, but you know what happens? The more people that get involved, the higher the price will get because they'll see the, you know, more dollar signs and more people who get prescriptions and things like that. Me personally, if the government has their hands on it, I don't want nothing to do with it. So I will probably never be a medicinal user. I will probably never go and get my card. If I want to go get some, I'll go down to the guy on the corner or wherever the guy might be. And say, hey, pal, you got some, you know, and that's the way I would get it. I'm not going to go anywhere through the government. The black market's been thriving for years and years and years and years, and I don't see anybody going to the hospital for overdoses on marijuana. So, it's kind of ridiculous. So now, I know that you probably now, as a medical marijuana cardholder, are prohibited from owning any firearms.
I think so.
And that's the way it goes. If you get that card, folks, you are no longer allowed to own firearms, or that's what they say. I always say, come take them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I think that'll change.
You know,
I hope.
And I don't know, because they're trying to get every, they're looking for every excuse to disarm the American people. This is just another way that they're going to take the weapons out of the hands of law-abiding American citizens.
You know, that's a good point you make, because they're saying national legalization of marijuana, and you imagine if it did, and then they told everybody they couldn't have their firearms, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty ridiculous. And I don't think people realize it, you know, so a lot of these folks are going down, yoo-hoo, I'm going to get my card, and sir, you have to relinquish your firearms if you're going to have this medical marijuana card. And then they go, oh, boy. And they put their name in the system, and they're already in, and they got it. And it's too late. Sorry.
Well, honestly, and at the end of the day, it's still federally illegal. You know what I mean? So if the Fed were to bust you, you could still go to prison.
And, you know, for a while there, they were busting dispensaries in California. I don't know if it's still happening.
Well,
like, if they only have three in Florida, it's pretty easy targets. So I would expect some kind of rating, maybe, on the three dispensaries in Florida.
Well, no, it's three companies, and I think they're each allowed to have 20 to 25 dispensaries apiece.
Gotcha.
So there's more, you know what I mean? There's a lot more. They're popping up everywhere, but,
okay.
Yeah, I would
dispensaries. Three companies, that means 60 to 75 dispensaries.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's rules like you can't have a dispensary within the 10,000 feet of a school or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then there's some counties that aren't allowing it. You know, they're boycotting it. They're saying, no, you know, we're waiting a year. We're putting it off for a year. You can't open any dispensaries in this county.
Well, a lot of the folks got to have to see how the taxes affect the counties and the places where it is allowed. Because if you look at what's happening in Colorado, they're making money hand over fist, and they have tax plus, and I heard they were talking about maybe giving money back to the people. I don't know. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. They're making more money than they know what to do with.
Right. And everybody should be looking at that going, well, you know, we have this $21 trillion debt that could be wiped out pretty quick.
Seriously.
Legalize it and tax it across the country like we did alcohol. But
that'd
of course, they'll learn how to waste that money, and we'll be $21 trillion in debt again. Although I think the debt's coming down exponentially now. And I actually heard in the last quarter, we have a surplus in tax dollars, folks. If the guy hasn't even been president in a year and a half, we got a surplus. It's crazy what's happening.
That's a good thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the capital of Israel is now recognized by the United States as Jerusalem. And people are going crazy. Like, imagine if the Kremlin said, all right, America, you can't have your capital in D.C. no more. We want you to move it to Montana. Like, are we going to listen? Like, really? Huh? Come on. And now they got people trying to tell Israel where they can put their capital in their own country. Crazy. What's wrong with these people? Maybe they need to come to Florida and get some of the medicinal stuff with the THC in it and forget about it.
Yeah, they might.
You know what I mean? Let's all get along here, folks, you know? Jesus.
Not that hard.
You know, and they're going crazy down on the Golan Heights and the Gaza Strip, and they're pissed off and people are getting killed just because folks want to have the capital where they want to have their capital in their own country. It's absolutely insane. And I'm a Christian American, and I believe that the capital of Israel should be where they want it, and we should recognize it because they're God's chosen people, and I guess that makes me a Zionist, and I'm up on Zion, man. Let's go. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. You know? Man. Yeah, you know?
That's funny.
I'm going to do something here real quick. I got to go throw some food in the oven. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this song.
Man.
And if you want to stick around, you stick around. And we'll talk some more. I'm having fun. I hope you're having a good time. I just got to put this tune on while I go throw this food in the oven. Here we go.
All right, brother. I'll be right back as well. I'm going to set my phone down for a second.
All right.
something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. We are live on the air. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show, and we're talking about the Florida Medical Marijuana Program. We've discovered that it's $435 a year, and then they have dispensaries where you go and you get your products for your medicinal use, ranging from non-psychoactive all the way up to the most psychoactive you can imagine. Kills pain, helps depression, anxiety, PTSD, many, many different things. Are you back there with us, Cody?
Yeah, I'm back, brother.
How does it affect now? Because I've seen your knee and I know what happened with the motorcycle. And because we were all running around, and I had a bad hamstring, and you were limping around on your bad knee, and we're still trying to run like, you know, a bunch of old farts trying to run around with the kids, you know. Does it help actually with the pain? Because I never thought it would be a pain killing property. I never noticed it in all the time that I partook, you know.
Yeah, for sure. The THC definitely helps the pain, and then if you do your research, the CBD, there's hundreds of cannabidols inside of the plant, you know what I mean? And each one of those have different properties. And the CBD has good inflammation, helps with inflammation and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. They help a lot.
I would never expect that it would actually help. But if it does, if it has medical qualities, folks, there's no reason why they couldn't take the medical properties, at least, and they did in Florida, and make it legal for folks who need it. And it also helps other things like insomnia. I know that for a long time they were giving it to AIDS patients that were far along in the disease who couldn't eat, who had no appetite. And then they would smoke a little pot, and they would get hungry. All of a sudden, AIDS patients were eating. So that, I think that's part of where the medical part started coming from. And cancer,
for sure.
Cancer patients, they're getting zapped with the chemotherapy, have zero appetite. All of a sudden, they smoke some pot, and they got an appetite. You know? So, I mean.
I meant to say cannabinoids. I think I said cannabidol. I think the medical marijuana has got me a little smoky right now.
Both our guest tonight has been partaking in his medicinal medical marijuana during the show. This show is now rated R. Beep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Legal, it's not really considered drug use if it's legalized. But it's kind of funny, you know. It's not drug abuse if the government okays it.
Right. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's drug abuse. The government is so twisted. They're so twisted, it's crazy. But it's getting better. Our president's doing amazing things. I have never seen in my life, and I say this every show just because I have to, a president who took a lift. Made promises. I promise to do this. I promise to do that. I promise to do this, this, that, that, and this. And then go down the list, checking it off. Okay? Check. Check. Oh, look, here's another one. Check. And the liberals' heads explode more and more with every check. They can't believe it. Everything all great Obama, the chosen one, did is being unraveled by this guy. Oh, he's orange and he's got little hands. Oh, my goodness. A billionaire paying for porn stars. Who would imagine? Who would never think in their life, every single billionaire there is in this world, I guarantee at one time or another, paid large sums to have a female escort. I guarantee it.
Oh, I'm sure.
If you can afford it, you're going to get it. That's the way it goes. It's the American dream. It's the American way. That's sometimes why money is the root of all evil. You know what I mean? Because if you have lots of it, you can do plenty of evil.
Yeah, I think that goes along with money.
What's that?
I think that goes along with money, evil stuff.
You know? Yeah. All of a sudden, you can do evil. Very easy, you can do evil stuff. Because you can do whatever you want. You go where you want, wherever, you know. Having no money for me is probably good.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because I know if I had millions of dollars, I might go off the rails. I might just be like, oh, crap. Going off the rails on a crazy train. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah! You know what I'm saying? This radio stuff's fun. I got a whole soundboard of things, songs and old interviews and all.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's fun, man. I have a good time doing it. And
how long have you been doing it?
Coming up on 5 years. In fact, we'll be having a 5-year anniversary celebration. There's a group on Facebook, a national group called Overpasses for America. They started in June, and my first episode was July 10th, 5 years ago. And we've done a show every year since the first year anniversary of Overpasses and Patriot Nation Radio. We've been supporting each other's efforts for 5 years. I got over 600 episodes now, ladies and gentlemen, so we're getting pretty good at this stuff, I think. I don't know. I'm getting pretty good at clicking the button.
Awesome.
I'm pretty good at clicking the button. You know, and
there you go.
And I'm a blabbermouth. I love to blab and blab and blab. So it's easy for me to get on the airwaves and just blab, you know, especially when I'm motivated about things.
Yeah.
The last administration, Obama, was driving me up a wall. I couldn't take it. I can't believe it. And I can't wait until I'm still praying every day that he goes to prison. The guy belongs in prison. Hillary Clinton belongs in prison. James Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, Strzok, Page, all the FBI cronies. The damn mole that they planted in the Trump campaign during the press. They had a guy who got hired by the Trump campaign who was reporting directly back to the FBI as a mole during the 2016 campaign. It's things like this has never been done before. It makes Nixon's Watergate look like romper room on a Sunday. I'm telling you. And these people are still free. And they're trying to arrest Trump still, who did nothing. You got rogue criminals who are undermining the Constitution of the United States of America, have broke many laws and committed many felonies trying to prosecute a guy who is doing greatness for this country. They are against tax cuts, booming economy, lowest unemployment rate since 1979, lowest unemployment rate in the African American community in the history of our country, the lowest unemployment rate in Hispanic American community in the history of this country, the lowest welfare rate in 30 years. And these folks are protesting him every day because they know the people on welfare and all those people we mentioned were Democratic voters in the past because they were dependent. And all of a sudden, they're not dependent anymore, going, wow, I buy my own shoe, everything with my own money. I'm doing everything on my own with no help from nobody. And all of a sudden, they go, well, America's great again. They keep I don't know if you pay attention to the news, Cody, but they keep talking about there's going to be a blue wave.
No, I haven't paid attention to it lately.
Well, the blue wave they talk about is the Democrats are going to sweep in and win the House, and they're going to win the Senate, and they're going to impeach Donald Trump. Well, in Texas recently, they had this blue wave that was supposed to hit Texas, and the Democrat was going to get elected. Well, he got swamped. He got beat by double digits, and it was a red tidal wave. And that's, I think, an indication of where we're going. African-American support is up 7% from 7 to 14%. If they go up 2 more percentage points of African-American approval of Donald Trump, there will be no chance for the Democrats to win. This is why they need the illegal aliens and the refugees here as quickly as possible. This is why they fight the wall. Because those folks that come over here, as soon as they're here, are allowed to vote. It's crazy. They're not even citizens, and they can vote. In what country can a non-citizen vote? No other country in the world can non-citizens vote except for in America. And if you say they can't vote, they're not American citizens. All of a sudden, you're a racist and a bigot because you think Latino illegal immigrants from Guatemala should not be voting in your election. So now you're a bigot and a racist. Screw that shit. Use my language.
Yeah.
Well, that stuff. No way. And all these folks, they come in. You know, the average illegal alien makes about $3,600 a month. And our grandparents and our parents get about $1,200 a month in Social Security. So they get more than our veterans get every day. They are doubling and tripling the amount of benefits that our veterans get. We have homeless veterans, sick veterans living on the streets. But we got to make sure we bring the refugees in and give them everything they got to have. So, you know, for what? Who are they trying to impress? Who are they trying to – the United Nations? Who are they trying to impress by doing this? They're not impressing them. The rest of the world's laughing at us. Oh, look at these idiots. They're so stupid, and they're going to use their own laws against them and take over their country. And that's what's happening. They're getting elected. They're getting elected, and they're using our laws against us. It's crazy. It's bananas. It's nuts. But don't worry. President Trump's going to save the day. He's like, Flash or something. Captain America. Dun-da-da. You know, here I come to save the day. I don't know, something. Donald Trump, man. Like, think about this. Donald Trump, before he ever thought about running for president, was the host of the most successful reality television series like in history when it came to charitable donations. Every dime went to charity of Celebrity Apprentice. Every celebrity in America wanted to be on Celebrity Apprentice and hang out with Donald Trump. He announces he's going to run for president. All of a sudden, nobody wants to talk to him. All of a sudden, he's a turd, an ass, he's a fool, he's a clown, he's this, he's that. Funny how that happened. I don't understand.
They idolized him back then, but now they hate him.
Snoop Dogg, look at him. He was on the show. Him and Donald Trump were buddy-buddy. They liked each other. He got along. Now Snoop Dogg would rather go over to North Korea and hang out with Kim Jong-un. Crazy. Him and Dennis Rodman can go hang out together. Let's go. I'm going to go hang out in North Korea with the communists. Crazy. I could never even fathom when I was a kid in the 70s, even if you were thought to be a communist, they would grill you. It was crazy. Now it's like, okay, let's be commies. You see kids protesting in the street carrying communist flags from communist Russia. The sickle and the star. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Cody, I'm right here at the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking with us tonight about this. I will share this around to you so that you can have a copy of it if you want to listen to it later.
Yeah,
and sometimes when I listen back, I crack up. It's pretty funny.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you having me on, dude. It was good talking to you.
No problem. Thanks a lot. Let's get together soon with wife and the kids and have a barbecue or something.
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, Cody. Thanks.
All right, brother. Have a good night.
Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, Cody Medina. He is a longtime Florida resident and is now a medical marijuana card holder here in the Sunshine State. And you heard it. You get on the medical marijuana program. You got to go to the doctor. It's mostly online. You fill out some stuff online, and you go see a doctor. He puts you into the system, and then you pay $30 a month, $75 a year to have the actual card from the state. So it's like $435 a year, plus whatever you got to pay when you go down to your dispensaries. Police are not supposed to arrest you, but they are. Some police are arresting folks, even with the medical marijuana cards, because they don't know the law yet. No, they don't know everything about the law, and things are going crazy in some aspects. Some of the police, you know, some of them are old school police officers who can't stand marijuana in the first place, let alone, you know, now it's legal, and it probably gets under their skin and they're pissed off. So they want to do whatever they can to break the chops of medical marijuana users. I'm sure that's going to be the case in some instances. As we know, there's bad apples in every, you know, in every bushel. And some of them bad apples are going to cause trouble for some of these medical marijuana people who actually, you know, like my friend Cody here, split his knee open, busted his leg all to pieces, and he was on the opioids. And he had to struggle to get off the opioids. And now he uses medical marijuana to kill the pain, high concentrations of THC, take down swelling and kill the pain in his leg. And if that works for him, I'm all for it. Whatever works to kill your pain and keep you off these opioids. A lot of people are addicted to these opioids. And if you could get medicinal marijuana and get off opioids and have the same things happening to you, I'm all for it. So, folks, there you have it. The medical marijuana thing seems to be working for some. It is a federal crime still to partake in marijuana. So, you know, I suspect there's going to be problems across the country eventually, unless every state does it really fast and there's just so much that they can't prosecute it, they can't stop it. And then it spreads across the country. Yes, indeed, Betty. And I know that's a problem with the medical marijuana, is they're going to lose their Second Amendment rights. They're not going to want stoners. But it'll be all right. You can pop two Vicodins and drink a six-pack and go down to the range and shoot some guns. You know, go around and, you know, they don't even think about that, you know. So you got guys that are drinking Jack Daniels and they got a shotgun on the front porch in the middle of nowhere and they're firing off and shooting tree limbs or doing whatever the hell they're doing. God forbid you should have a medical marijuana card. They're going to take away your Second Amendment rights. It's kind of ass backwards and stupid. I'm not an advocate for alcohol, although I do not condemn or judge anybody who likes to drink. That's your own business. I don't give a crap what you do. I don't drink. That's it. You know, but to me, alcohol, the ultimate gateway drug. I'm serious. So now I'm going to go check out, go dig into the calendar. I'm working on a couple of shows here. I got a gentleman I'm going to be contacting here soon. We're going to talk about the smart meters. I know there's a lot of concern about smart meters, people getting sick from smart meters. There's a coalition against smart meters on Facebook. I can finally find the name of the group, and I'll tell you the name of the group. And you can go search them out. They're talking about these smart meters, the dangers of the smart meters, and the data collection from these smart meters, how they use it to market to you, you know, based on your energy usage. It's crazy. And then they're giving off deadly emissions from these smart meters. So they're the No Smart Meter Coalition. I'll be talking with them here soon. I'll be posting some, if they agree, I'll post a couple of videos so folks can see what the Smart Meter Coalition is doing, what their main watchdog is. He's testifying in Congress. He's fighting these smart meters, kind of like Del Bigtree fighting the vaccinations and the autism and vaccinations. These folks are fighting the deadly smart meter. The emissions that are coming off these people are very sick that have smart meters on their houses. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of kooky. But now we got, what's today? Now we got Thursday. What my food's done. The saluting Marine, Mr. Tim Chambers, joins us this Thursday, 8 p.m. Then I got a couple of open dates, three dates in a row open. It's going to be me blabbing two shows unless I book them, but stay tuned. Book them, Denim. Then I got Dave Bray on the 31st. We're going to play some new music from Dave Bray, Music on a Mission, America's most patriotic rocker. DaveBrayUSA.com, folks. He'll be on the 31st. And we're going to start booking June. So stay tuned, stick around. And I'm going to finish up the night right now with Dave Bray singing the Star-Spangled Banner. Where'd it go? There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the singing of the national anthem performed by Dave Bray.
www.davebrayusa.com. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. My son is at Taekwondo tonight, folks, so he's not with us. But, he's learning some Taekwondo. He needs some discipline and some focus. We're going to give him that. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the show. Don't forget to tune in this Thursday. Tim Chambers, the saluting Marine, getting ready to stand at attention for Rolling Thunder 2018 coming up. And, of course, Dave Bray USA. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
There you have it, folks. I don't know what the hell that weird noise was. I never heard that before, but, stranger things have happened. And with that, folks, I want to say good night. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This has been another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Tune in Thursday. Tim Chambers, the saluting Marine, joins us live. Till then, good night, and God bless you, and God bless America.